Okay, this is Parakeet Aleph and Chasidus, continuing with Halacha Satigilut, who's puzzle, unable to testify. So now we're going to get into the category, extending the category of the Rashi. Okay, so Halacha Aleph, Mishan Alom, Mishan Alom, Lo Mirkav, Lo Mishan Alom, Derechar. So let's say there's someone who has not learned Torah Shebichtav, the written Torah, or let's say oral law, or even like proper behavior. Harizik Cheskas Rasha, we assume this person's a Rasha, puzzle Edis when Ibrahim, and therefore he is disqualified from testifying. From rabbinical law, shekhomi shavad akach, right? Because anyone who went down, so to speak, this level, chazakashu over al rov aver shebodiyado, we can assume he's violating many prohibitions. Salah beis bikali emotion in Islam arts. That's why people who are not learned should not be testify. In the comment of atheists, we don't accept testimony from them. Inkin chokzakshu osik mitzvot kmos chasadim, unless we know there's some assumption we could say the person's involved in mitzvot and in good deeds. Benog v'darcha yesharim. And operates in the proper way of Yeshua their hearts, and he's got good normal relationships. What's it called? The common news in such a case, we accept his testimony. Even though he's an amaretz, but open rigra, he's unlearned in the areas of Torah Shabbatav and Torah Shabbat. What do we see from this? So any sage is considered a good witness until we have to disqualify him for some reason. And kol amaretz b'chesed shu pasul. But in any Amarats, we assume that he's not able to testify until we can determine that he is walks on the proper path. Anyone who accepts the testimony of an Amarats before we have this, we can prove, so to speak, that the person's on the right path, or before witnesses can come and testify that this person's a good guy and does mitzvos, he's considered a regular person in common. And he's going to someone who's going to face judgment, so to speak, because the person who said the testimony is causing money to be lost through the testimony of evil people. We saw this before. Bazillion are like disgusting people. They are also disqualified from testifying with Rabbanim. Who are these people? They're people, for instance, who walk and eat in the shuk. And the public marketplace with four people, or they're people who go ahead and walk around the marketplace not dressed appropriately. I'm involved in disgusting types of labor. They're not really concerned with their own shame. These are all considered like a dog. And we do not concern ourselves with them testifying in a false way. Within this category, someone who takes staka from non-Jews that give me out publicly, even though they can go ahead and and get this charity in private, denigrate themselves publicly, and they're not concerned about that. All beings are disqualified from testifying in their bottom. What's the difference between a person who is disqualified from testifying in their Isa? Because someone who testifies midoraisa, his testimony is nullified. Even though there was no announcement about him in synagogues or base medrashos, a possibly ram, someone who's affected midarbanan, has to be some type of announcement. That's why anyone who testifies before an announcement is made about him, we accept it. Because we don't want to, had the people, so to speak, lose out on this opportunity, because no, she was possible that he's defective. And ultimately, he's only being disqualified for rabbinical, from rabbinical reasons. It's a Durbanan disqualification. Witness is believed for prohibitions, even if he is not able to testify in other areas. Because the person who's, let's say, evil and wants it, Shita is good. And you can say, I shafted this properly. Someone who's suspicious of violating a specific gezer, he's not believed for what he does, but he would be accepted with regard to others. Someone who is suspected of violating a particular gezer, right? So he can be a judge and testify for others, chazaka, right? The assumption is, the person will not commit a sin for others to benefit. An unlearned person believes to say, Peres Ploni, Misukanim him, that the produce of this person, the Truma Mice has been taken from it. Veneman Bechor, right? And someone who is suspected of selling meat of a Bechor, he doesn't believe one more proposition, Ploni, that this meat that I'm selling for this person is considered non-hektesh. This applies to other prohibitions as well. Because the Rishonim do fear, so to speak, the Torah's Yisroel, but they don't really fear causing someone else a monetary loss. Lachatest, Machle Yisrael, the kings of Bnei Yisrael, Lom Eidim Aleihem, right? So they can't testify, nor is testimony given against them. The reason why is because they're very strong people, and they won't subject themselves to the will of the judges. About Kohen Gadol, when it comes to the high priest, Meidim Aleihem, them do testify for him. Meid Hu Melech Levezim Gadol. And he can testify, what he called, concerning a king in the Sanhedrin, commercial yarn, like we've explained. And finally, these are really, really bad philosophical people. Moshe, people who turn Jews over to non-Jews. Hapikorsan and Marm, so these are people who are apostates and who deny the fundamentals of the Jewish faith. They don't have to list these people's included as defective in testifying Shlomo Manu Elisha Yisrael, because they only counted those people who are evil. But these people who are rebelling and denying and heretics, they're worse than non-Jews. Right? Because when it comes to a non-Jew who falls into a pit, we don't save him, nor do we push him in. And we can even say that the good among them has a share in the world to come. Right? But these people who are rebelling against Judaism, We don't save them from the pit. And they lose their portion of the world to come. That is Perek and Aleph, and we continue with Perek and Beis next time.